Sigala and James Arthur with Lasting Lover.
Elko FM on a Wednesday around this time is update time, where we talk to the folks who work tirelessly to keep you safe. And that's the folks from Atlas Security on the line today. Their community development manager, Bernadette Nelnordia. Bernadette, give us a little bit of an update. How are things going on the crime front?
Good afternoon, Roland, and good afternoon to all the listeners. It has been a busy 2 weeks indeed, and for us, just to give you some stats and some information on what has been going on for the last 2 weeks, we had a total of 56 burglaries. We had 4 armed robberies, 2 house robberies, a murder, 31 theft incidents were reported. We had 11 robbery of persons. And what's really, really concerning is the double, actually quadruple increase on medical emergencies. We had a total of 29, and I can almost completely convinced tell you that probably 90% of those were COVID-related, Roland, which is very, very scary for us. But through all the doom and gloom, we managed to make 17 arrests, so the team has definitely stepped up to the plate.
I don't want to just let that go by, because 17 is a significant number. So well done in terms of just, you know, hitting crime head on and having such great results, and also for being available, because we know during this pandemic time, there's a lot of medical facilities that are kind of overwhelmed, and to know that there are other people like yourselves who are kind of picking up the slack as well, good to know. Thank you for your service as well. You know, you guys obviously are being careful and applying all the protocols to your folks, but you're taking those steps and those risks to keep the community safe, and I think that's something really, really worth talking about, so thanks for that. And then the other thing as well, we've seen here in the stats only 2 house robberies. I say only 2, that's 2 too many, but it's good to know that people are possibly taking the advice that you share on a bi-weekly basis. You keep saying arm your alarms, make sure things are locked, don't leave things open when you leave home, etc. So it looks like there is a tightening up of that, and not a huge spate of robberies like one might expect, you know, house robberies at this time. However, we're not in the peak season of people visiting relatives, even just for a day, or being away for more than a day. How do we prepare ourselves going into the festive season? It's worth repeating the measures we can take to make sure that crime doesn't affect us during this time.
Absolutely, Roland. This is crunch time for us in our industry. And, you know, with factories closing down and people planning on going on holiday, the last thing that crosses their minds are actually their alarms when they are away. So we go into a huge space of education within our community, urging the community to please, please, please keep your alarm front of mind. It is so important to test your alarm now, and don't wait until you're about to lock the front door and realize that there's a problem with your alarm. So it's a very simple process. You simply phone into our control room. They will guide you through the process. They will put you on test. You are then able to walk test your alarm and have the peace of mind knowing that when you're actually going on holiday, that your alarm is in working order. You don't want to find out the day before. It's going to really dampen your plans to go ahead. And I have to tell people that this is the time that everybody kind of leaves it to the end. So it's a busy time for our company. So we're urging them to start testing their alarms now. You can test your Atlas Ice as well, your cell phone panics, to make sure that those signals are coming through. But give us a call and get that done as soon as possible.
Then the thing I wanted to ask you about is, it's known as the key holders. How do I check my property while I'm not there? It's all well and fine if you phone me and say, hey, listen, check your property, you know, when you get home, or perhaps if I am there and you call and say, listen, we've had an alarm signal, are you okay? But if I'm not there, what are the key holders? How does that work?
Well, that's the biggest issue during the holiday times, because what's happening is people are going holiday and not notifying us of who will be the first person that we need to contact should the alarm activate. If you're sitting in Cape Town or Johannesburg, you're not going to be able to meet our team on site to open up your premises. And that's vital time that gets lost. You know, when you're dealing with an emergency and we need to get inside, we need to have somebody that is available with keys that are able to open your home. So you need to notify us when you are going away. Tell us who is going to be looking after your home. You also don't want to be in an embarrassing situation where we do get an activation, we don't know the person that's on the premises, and we end up arresting somebody that perhaps is a family member and
don't
could lead to
arrest.
Something a little bit embarrassing.
Don't arrest the mother-in-law. Yes, don't do it. If she's kind enough to look after your place, don't get her arrested. Exactly. But one thing I'm taking away from what you're saying today, preparation is key. These are little administrative things that can slip your mind. Make a note of them right now as you're listening. Call in, make sure they know who the key holders are, who the people are that you know that they call first. Check your alarms, activate them, check that Atlas Ice, those panic buttons, if you want to check those before you take them with you on your phone. Preparation. It's a little detail that you can forget easily, but it's not hard to do, and you guys are standing by. Where do they call to do that?
Very simple to get your ball rolling on this line is you can just contact us 0861-585-585. You will go straight through to our control room and they will assist you.
Bernadette Nel-Nodir from Atlas Security. All the best for the next couple of weeks. We'll chat on the 16th. Have a brilliant time and keep encouraging the guys on our behalf to do the good work they're doing.
Thank you very much, Roland.
Taking a break can mean so many different things. It's a moment to relax. A moment to reflect.